Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, AEW official shoots hard on Hangman Page injury leak.
AEW's next stadium pay-per-view has been revealed.
WWE wants Sylvester Stallone for WrestleMania 40.
And Big E names who he thinks should dethrone Gunther. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Michael Hamflin.
And this is the news.
Indeed, and we start with something that seems to have been the news since Wednesday, basically.
Yeah.
Hangman Page is not injured.
Whew!
And that's fine. But wrestling's a work.
Yes.
And that's fine too. And this is all kind of like built up and built up and built up. So for those that weren't aware, Hangman Page was apparently selling an ankle injury at the end of Dynamite. You see a bit where a camera goes to him and he's like, don't shoot me, don't shoot me. And then phone videos obviously appeared of him limping backstage. So as of Thursday morning, there were concerns that he'd injured himself. And then obviously with Revolution on the horizon, the impact that could have on the pay-per-view. And indeed, of course, Hangman Page, nobody wants anybody to get injured.
Revolution, of course, which goes down in 9 days.
It's not that one in. So, and the meth checks out, so I don't give you respect on that. But Fightful Select were quick to sort of report after the fact that it was just a week, everything was fine. Hangman Page was, quote, very good at his job, per a source that obviously had fed Fightful Select the information. Just to clarify all of that, because nobody is wanting a wrestler to be injured. However, Jerry Lynn, AEW coach, producer, former ECW champion, industry legend,
Lee
and all
Singer
of that.
Nickelback.
Indeed. Wasn't best pleased that the reporting that he was fine had gotten out at all. He quote tweeted the Fightful Select report saying, quote, on X, this shouldn't even be announced. God forbid we have a cliffhanger for next week. Now, just to make this explicitly clear, I don't think Lynn is obviously wanting Hangman Page to be injured, nor is he particularly having a dig at Fightful Select for
doing
their job and doing their reporting either. This is very specifically targeted at whoever.
Because there was a panic, because Meltzer and Alvarez, I think, said he might have broken his ankle.
Yeah. This is obviously very specifically targeted at the news just making it to the journalists in the first place. None too pleased that there's a leak backstage. You know, there's been problems with wrestling and leaks forever and ever and ever. So I think the notion of it is no surprise to Jerry Lynn. But he just seems cross that the story travelled in the way it did. And by the time we get to next Wednesday, it feels almost a moot point, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I can understand this frustration because, like you say, we're only just over a week away from the pape. And, yeah, maybe they had this big plan of, like, Hangman Page next week's show is going to come out with crutches and cast and then be like, swerve, I'm actually going to still be in the triple thrower. And it just doesn't work now. I understand fans wanting to know this. This is a major character in a major storyline.
Yeah.
So I do sympathise, because me and Sid were saying on the Dynamite review yesterday, it's one of the last things we saw watching Dynamite, and the first thought when we got into the office was, I do hope he's all right, because he's integral to this storyline. You know, they could have just done a one-on-one had there been an injury to Hangman Page, but it wouldn't have been the same. But at the same time, yes, if, you know, at the end of an episode of EastEnders, it's is so-and-so still alive, you don't necessarily want someone immediately going, guys, don't worry, he's still been spotted around the set filming scenes.
It's tricky. It is. It's one of them strange ones. Like, is every injury angle now just going to be rebuffed as just a work and then to stop? But in canon of the TV show, like, that doesn't count what gets said by Fightful Select. They could still have him come out in the crutches if they could do all that. But AEW's got a bit of a tighter relationship with an audience that's plugged in. I kind of get everyone's frustrations on this on this one. But I was relieved to know, too, that Page was fine.
Yes, that's the main thing.
This is the thing, isn't it?
He's fine. He can head to Revolution. He could also head, if you fancied it, to It's Always Sunny at What Culture over WrestleMania weekend. He's probably got better things to do, but if you don't, whatculture.com/tickets is the place you need to head. VIP tickets already sold out, but general admission is still available. We are the meat in your WrestleMania sandwich. It goes down lunchtime on the Sunday of night two of WrestleMania, effectively. It goes down at Underground Arts in Philadelphia. All the gang are going to be there, so do join us for that. It's going to be a load of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm really excited. It's suddenly really, like, close.
I know. And by then, we'll have already known what will have taken place on night one. It'll be conversation about night one and speculation night two. That's the best. That's that middle bit's the best bit now, isn't it? They haven't ruined night two. Like, you've got all the buzz of how, when they smash night one, and they haven't ruined night two yet.
And they won't ruin night two this year, because Cody's going to finish the story.
Well, they better. Yeah, and you're the journalist. You're reporting that, so we're good. All right.
Sticking with AEW, though.
Yeah.
Forbidden Door, it has been revealed. Could be their next big stadium pay-per-view, or is going to be, according to Andrew Zarian of Matt Men and Wrestling Observer, who both reported this story, in fact. Forbidden Door is going to take place at Arthur Ashe Stadium in NYC in June. AEW haven't confirmed the news yet, but obviously they've got a rich history with this venue. And although New Japan have never run the venue, AEW no stranger to working in Arthur Ashe. Of course, there's been special editions of Dynamite and Rampage for the last, 3 years, I think it was. Mm-hmm. No word as to whether the Grand Slam is still going to happen or whether this is a replacement for that. But yeah, this is huge.
Yeah, feels massive, doesn't it? There was rumours of a stadium show about to be announced, and obviously looking currently at AEW's domestic business and potential locations and possible pay-per-views, it was tricky trying to put that together. Mm. And then this news drops and it sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
All the pieces come together, yeah.
Yeah, the crowd's not what they were in 2023 for Arthur Ashe. It's a gorgeous venue.
Yeah.
You know, we all remember the first one in 2021 when like business was booming as well. This pay-per-view historically has done really well for AEW in Chicago and in Toronto, and now presumably will do really well at the gate and at the box office for Arthur Ashe as well. It's a brand new setting, as we say, for the New Japan wrestlers as well that will be coming over. It'll make the show feel special when it feels like the AEW New Japan relationship has never been tighter.
Yeah.
It's tricky. It's increasingly tricky to book this show when plenty of the talents, like the latest of which will be Will Ospreay at Revolution, is now going to be part of the AEW roster anyway. So I think it's just something that adds a bit of spice to the Forbidden Door show. And it's another AEW TV special that had enough of a prestige that when we heard that there was going to be more focus put on the pay-per-views in 2024, it happened quite organically. I can't wait to see what this looks like. And yeah, Grand Slam as well. Arthur Ashe, you don't want to be filming half full.
Yes.
You want to be lighting that up and seeing people right the way at the gods.
Yes, I think it's a fair exchange and yeah, justified to have it in there. And according to my sources, you know, I've got those little birds out there who were slipping this information.
Yeah.
One New Japan star confirmed for Arthur Ashe, and that is New Japan's ace. So.
Through. I've already forgotten the name of the show in the epitome. Say, what's.
Knocking off a Forbidden Door.
That's the one, yeah. do you know who's rocking on WWE's Door?
What's that?
Sylvester Stallone, possibly. WWE.
Give me Cody Rhodes running up those fucking steps. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, WWE are basically saying that word for word to Sylvester Stallone at the moment. They want him for WrestleMania weekend. This comes as no surprise when you think about it, but WrestleNotes came through with the scoop to say sources within WWE indicate there is interest in collaborating with Sly for WrestleMania in some form. Whilst any communication status is unclear, I'm told there's hope for it. Whether or not it ends up happening or not is to be determined. Stallone, born in NYC, gained fame for the iconic Rocky films, is deeply associated with Philadelphia, and he's no stranger to WWE having inducted Hulk Hogan into the Hall of Fame in 2005. Look, yeah, you don't need me to tell you this. Philadelphia, some of the most iconic moments of Philadelphia are intrinsically linked to the Rocky series. You've got the statue, you've got the steps that he runs up. It was likely.
I bloody love the Rocky films.
I knew it was a great idea to put this one in the video. It was certain they were going to do skits and bits with some of the wrestlers from the same scenes, whether it be running on the beach or running upstairs or whatever.
Find a big bit of meat and then Otis is just chewing on it afterwards or something.
Oh, that would be pretty goated, actually. Like Otis with Chad Gable as his Mickey.
You'd finish that.
Gunther is a dragon.
There is no tomorrow. Oh, my God, that...
Gunther as a Drago character just killing somebody.
Anyway,
obviously there's been celebrities featured throughout the history of WrestleMania, so Stallone would be a natural fit here, could do the big spoken word bit before the show itself, who knows, but there is interest, and clearly it's not just from WWE, it's from the fans as well, it would appear. People want this one. Sure. What do you think? Let us know about this in the comments, but
yeah.
I imagine the answer is yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture. Right, another thing that makes me put an incredible mood. Mm-hmm. Big E.
Yes.
Officially nicest man in wrestling, in my opinion. He sat down
you
with...
You can report that, can't you?
He sat down with a wrestling journalist recently. Who was that? Oh, it was me. The video, which is going to come out later on today, do check out. He's promoting his fantastic Our Heroes Rock series, the short film of which NAACP Image Award nominated film, mm-hmm. I should say, Bridges, all about Ruby Bridges. We put the trailer on our channel recently. Yeah, the video just dropped on their YouTube channel. Go and check it out. It is fantastic.
Yeah.
So we sat down to talk about that, and then we talked a load about whole variety of different things involved in wrestling. Thank you to everyone who sent me questions. One of the things I asked him was, as a former Intercontinental Champion, of course, who does he think should dethrone Gunther? Mm. Basically, he said, obviously, there was one story that we were kind of probably heading in the direction for WrestleMania this year. Those plans have clearly changed because of the developments recently. But his pick to dethrone Gunther is Chad Gable, of course.
Big E remains the real people's champion.
Yeah. Heaps praise on Chad. He talks about, his delayed vertical suplex and him doing it to E back in the day and what that feels like, basically, the ease with which he pulls it off. And I've got to echo E's sentiments in terms of I just think it's the right person at the right time to dethrone Gunther. We also talked about Cody Rhodes finishing the story and obviously E being there at that WrestleMania kickoff with Punk and his relationship mm-hmm. with Punk. Thank you to everyone who asked this, by the way. I did talk to him about whether or not he'd be interested in doing commentary. He said, well, basically, he would be long-term. It's just, there's not many places to do that within the WWE system. And he heaped praise on Cole, who's got a great relationship with him, Pat, and, all the different... Vic Joseph, as well, he mentioned. He picks his next big star from NXT. And I've got to echo what he reckons there as well, but you're going to have to check out the video to see that. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, not only do we talk 10 years of the New Day, 10 years, And I do ask him the question about twins, just to keep that one in there as well. We talk meat. We talk meat for a good 10 minutes. Not only the latest updates on the WrestleMania Meaty Men Invitational, but I don't know if anyone's ever done this before. This might be a little bit of an exclusive. Mm. Big E reveals his Meaty Man Mount Rushmore.
Oh, my God.
Video drops around 2 p.m., I believe, later on today on this channel. Just a lovely man, and quite right that Chad Gable should be the one to dethrone Gunther.
Love that. We talked about this earlier in the week, didn't we? It was quite neat and tidy that whilst Gunther and Chad are back working house shows, Chad's conducted his business with Ivar. Gunther's finally done and dusted with Jey Uso. They're both suddenly free. I'm crossing my fingers. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe. And if you're not, Chad, get yourself along to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny what culture. We'll be there for you. Open arms.
But check out E's interview because
we'll let you do delayed suplex on Wilbon.
Big E. What a top bloody bloke.
The best in the world.
Yeah. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with us on X. This is very appropriate for you, so I thought I'd ask it from...
Okay.
Apologies, I'm going to butcher this. Stewpart? Can you go with that? Oh, bollocks.
Yeah, Stewpart.
Who just writes, Holla, have promos and segments become more interesting than matches?
Oh, right. It's wrestling, so I'm very much the opinion there's a place of both.
Mm-hmm.
I think, especially within WWE at the moment, that the need for longer matches, certainly, is overstated. Triple H loves a good long match.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody loves one.
Probably get a view on Saturday.
I think so. I'm less inclined. I think at the moment we are in a state where Cedric, I think our colleague, referenced it as post-everything. Mm-hmm. We've had absolutely everything, especially over the last years, especially since the launch of AEW, that wrestlers, some wrestlers at least, feel like they're fumbling around in the dark to, like, find something new when the old stuff isn't working quite as well. And the ones that don't and the ones that struggle don't need to be out there any longer. You see this on NXT, you see it on Raw and SmackDown. And I feel it a lot on AEW, though I understand that, you know, I think their base is more satiated with wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't think we need as much match time as we are getting, certainly not. I would welcome the return of more 3 to 4 minute matches if you can do it in a dynamic and exciting way. There was lots of conversation just this week about match length equaling greatness. That seems to come up every few months.
Yeah.
And it just simply doesn't. And there's lots of evidence about all-time great matches that prove that as well. There's no one way to skin... Punk Mysterio was short. Rey Mysterio versus Kurt Angle from SummerSlam 2002. Bret and Austin goes under 20 at WrestleMania 30. There's loads. There's absolutely loads. Match time never denotes quality. And I certainly think the fabulous WWE Vegas WrestleMania thing.
Was
a fantastic viewing experience that would have been made worse if you'd have dropped a match in the middle.
Yeah.
It was like a first hour of Raw promo train that I was just glad to be riding. There's context always in all of these things, but I wouldn't shy away from a bit less in-ring here and there. Pay-per-views, no. Premium live events, no.
Yeah.
There's absolutely a destination for it.
I think you are right, though. I think you came up with a phrase that Sid is very jealous of you coming up for, which is wrestling just sort of happening in front of you.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing
sometimes
worse.
Sometimes when you catch
people
yourself
are killing themselves,
like,
for you, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. They're taking these ridiculous bumps and you're like, oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah. And that's why NXT is the best, because they spice it up with brilliant vignettes throughout the show.
Indeed. Just know the show you're going into when you sit down to watch it, and as long as you get what you expect, you're fine.
Rob Atkinson says, welcome back. Thank you, Rob. Have you seen Iron Claw yet, and what did you make of it? I haven't, but you have.
Yes, I thought it was really good. I wouldn't say in terms of prominent wrestling movies over the past 20 years, whatever. I don't think it was quite on par with The Wrestler as a film, but I thought it did an excellent job of telling an interesting story. Omissions included. There were some obvious omissions that us as a wrestling fan community, even though the absence of Chris Von Erich and certain details of the story regarding Fritz and lots of other stuff, quite honestly. But I went with my wife, who knew nothing of the Von Erich story in general. So there's a scene quite early on where Kevin hurts his back in a prominent match, and she believes that a series of injuries are the extent of the tragedies that are going to befall the family. So as things get worse and worse and worse, that has all the more shock and awe and, oh my God, is this honestly for real? You can't quite believe it. It deals with some of the tragedies in very cinematic fashion.
Yeah.
Obviously, as you would expect. Takes some liberties with times and things like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I would heartily recommend it. Heartily recommend it.
I was going to try and nip off and see it when I went for my car's MOT on Monday.
Yeah.
But they weren't showing it at that time. All I could go and see was Migration.
Migration is good too.
Is it?
I would recommend it one for the kids.
Sign Costa and watch SmackDown.
I mean, that's pretty good too. I'd more than enjoy that. Costa on my own and a goal on my phone. That's a nice time. But yeah, recommend the Iron Claw. Like the Von Erichs themselves, it's very much a story of two halves.
Final question today comes from Chris Kibble. Chris, thank you for your question. Morning, fellas. As it has been announced, the weekend is doing the WrestleMania theme for a fifth year in a row. I want to know, which is your favourite WrestleMania theme ever?
Ah, right, ever. So if you don't say my way, I think you're throwing out the club. However, I think Greenlight might have trumped it.
Yes.
And then just when everybody thought, right, well, it's Greenlight for 20 years.
Here it comes.
I think Sacrifice by the Weekend. Personal one, maybe. First WrestleMania I was ever able to cover through work. First one, proper one, post-pandemic after the WrestleMania 37 half-full crowd thing. Yeah. I just think we captured the vibe really well.
We shared a bedroom.
We did, and that got played a lot in it. So I'm going to split the difference and just land on Greenlight.
Yeah.
Because then I can't alienate the Weekend fans and I can't alienate the Limp Bizkit people. Nobody would have seen a bang of the quality Greenlight coming in an era of, let's be honest, frankly, quite terrible WrestleManias.
Yeah.
It now has become as iconic to me, a relatively ancient 30-year-old fan that really just wants to play like Greenlight is as much WrestleMania to me as that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to really pressure me, I have to obviously say Kevin Rudolph, Let It Rock, but you know.
31 as well. I'm known for my famous rendition of that 31 on the play button. Get him, get him, get him, bo. Get him, get him, get him, bo. You can take a thing for my ego. Get him, get him, get him, bo. I don't know.
Was it One Republic as well? They randomly just hoisted.
Got my mind made up.
Like 4 years old at that point.
Yeah, and they played it like 100 times throughout the show.
I mean, like, I will say, already in the build to WrestleMania 40, I have watched 3 or 4 different fan-made My Way compilations for Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. Also, a brilliant Running Up That Hill Placebo Cody Roman thing that I saw on Reddit Squared Circle, by the way. I've got to go Sacrifice. Like, if I looked right now, Sacrifice, all time, My Way.
Mm.
Like, you play, I think you play Sacrifice, it always puts me in a good mood. And you play My Way, and even the most lapsed wrestling fan will hear Jim Ross.
The meerkat effect, isn't it?
Stone Cold eliminating Kane. and then Deborah randomly getting hoided for a brief moment.
I think WWE are in an interesting situation this year, because I don't know if you've done what I did, which is seen as the new advert got dropped. It's like, well, I'm going to listen to Gasoline by the Weekend 400 times. I'm not. We listen to the 20 seconds of Use for the Match graphics, and the rest of it's kind of boring. So they just loop the chorus.
It's like Babylon Zoo Spaceman.
A little bit. Aye.
But let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Don't forget to check out that Big E interview. Drop it on the channel later on today as well. And while you're at it, whilst you're waiting, why not check out this video instead? We'll see you soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.